Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin Winans.
Oh, my, 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 my.
John B. Key. Isaac Kareem.
Oh, 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 oh.
And Rance Allen.
Oh, oh, yeah.
It's been a while, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's crackin' lately? You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, y'all heard the song, Jesus. Today's episode, the topic is For My Mama. Yeah, For My Mama, in light of, you know, Mother's Day being tomorrow, you know what I mean? Shouts out to, much love to all mothers, you know what I'm saying? For real, man. You know what I mean? We want to honor all true moms today, you know what I'm talking about? And, you know, that song, you know, we wouldn't have, the reason I played that song in the beginning is we wouldn't have any, you know, of our moms or anything, you know what I mean? Those of us that were fortunate to have true moms, we wouldn't have our mom if it were not for Jesus. Yeah, I ain't giving you religion. Everything that God made, including your mama, was made through Jesus, the Christ. Gia! That's what I'm talking about. For sure, man. We up in here, man. The homie Oasis on the line. Shout out to all listeners, you know what I'm talking about. We up in here, man. Before we jump into the day, well, matter of fact, I'm going to read the description first, and then we going to pray about that. So read this description first. Today's topic is For My Mama. Yeah, not just for mine, but for all mothers, you know what I'm talking about? Happy Mother's Day to all the true mothers out there. That's right. Happy Mother's Day to all true mothers out there. You know, the ones who really love, really cherish, and really adore, really cares for, and takes care of their children. Yeah, much love to you. Yeah, this episode is for you. You know what I'm talking about? We giving you love. So you can't say, I didn't get nothing. It's Mother's Day. Can't feel left out because we got you today. You know what I'm talking about? Giving you some love. You can't even buy that. You know what I'm talking about? So, happy Mother's Day, and we honoring all true mothers. You know what I mean? The ones that really love and cherish and adore and cares for and takes care of her children. Much love, much encouragement to you. Keep it up. And God be with you. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. For real. All right. Now I got to scratch the record. DJ, scratching the record. I got to address these baby dramas, too. Now, this broadcast is for all true moms. But you baby dramas need to get it together. All right? I said it. Yeah, you baby dramas. Y'all need to get it together. You know what I'm talking about? Get like these true moms, you know what I'm saying? And that's for real, man. Baby dramas, y'all the one that let y'all children be outside in the street without nobody watching them. And this, I'm talking about these, I be seeing children, man, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, out there by themselves. What in the world? And with all this crazy stuff in the world, all this evil world, you going to let your child be out there? So to baby dramas, get that together, man. Because a real mom ain't going to let her 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, you know what I'm talking about? 6, be out there. 7-year-old, be out there without watching, without adult supervision. You know what I'm talking about? It's real stuff, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right, let me get the record back, Craig. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. Had to address that right quick. We also want to look at Mary. You know, Jesus' mom. Yeah. No, we ain't, you know, we're not Catholic and all that and be worshiping the mom of Jesus. No. We worship the father of Jesus, not Joseph either. The Father of Jesus, which is God the Almighty, our Father, and we worship Christ, you know what I'm talking about, and the Holy Spirit, but we honor Mary, you know what I'm talking about, we honor Mary today, don't want to forget about Mary, Jesus' mom, you know what I'm talking about, had to be a special woman, you know what I'm talking about, hallelujah to God our Father, you know what I'm saying, you had to be a special woman, but guess what, God thinks you're special too, you know what I'm saying, he's no respecter of persons, you know what I mean, will you trust him? I'm talking about, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we up in here. All right, and before we do move on, you know what I'm saying, we also want to address another issue, and we want to take a moment and give a moment of silence, you know what I'm saying, to everybody who has, you know what I mean, lost a mom or lost, you know what I mean, a grandmama, whoever was taking care of him or anything, you know what I mean, around this time. Everybody is not happy, you know what I'm saying, everybody is not, you know, celebrating. Some people lost their mom and it makes them sad. So we want to shout, you know, give a moment of silence to that. We also want to play, you know what I mean, a song, you know what I mean, And we'll probably do this. I'm gonna try to do this at least twice before this broadcast is over with. You know what I'm saying? Because I just had a homeboy who lost his mom this week. You know what I mean? Like right before Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? And I know there's other people out there that, you know, have lost a mom or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Whoever was taking care of them. A lot of folks are not fortunate enough to still have their mom. So you just want to, you know, give a moment to you, you know what I'm saying, let you reflect on your mom, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, man. So we're going to give a moment of silence right now for everybody who, you know, has lost a mom, you know what I mean, whoever was taking care of them. And then we're going to come back with a song, right? And God continue to be with you.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Katie Couric in Washington. There is stunning news out of Los Angeles today.
We offer praise to the sun to the day that we done, and welcome in the grave cause we all got one. The time's so dark and the heart's been twisted, no remarks for the young child that's gone missing. Open up the reel, come and ask me how I feel, where they celebrate the kills and we stressing over bills. And know how they judge, but we practicing the love, then we classify the thugs, never pacify the grudge. Off to the word, Christ come take us, looking at a crisis, crush the lives of the Satan. Never tripping off Illuminati in the industry, Pac and Big killed that, rap's one enemy. Revolution put it on the level, praise Christ. Walking with the favor on my left and my right. No matter who you are, the invitation still exists. Eternal life is offered to all, it ain't a myth. I'm picking up as soon as he called, they tracing it. I root it back and talk to the Lord with this gift. It's unexplained, still in this game with this flame. Even persecuted by my own brother for his name. But I ain't never slipping or tripping. See, the mission is clear, to keep the name Jesus Christ in their ear. Till I die, and my soul is at home. See, I'm getting it on. It's true servitude, I serve him on the microphone.
It turned out the family had something of a sordid past themselves, accused of filing false claims in the past, and so the jurors ultimately concluded that there wasn't enough proof to show that Michael Jackson had committed these crimes. He was acquitted, but as I said, he never really was the same.
Devil is a lie, cause the love never dies. Gotta look deep inside and I wonder why the baby's gotta suffer. Getting passes from a young mother, please get your life together. Cause all we have is the bad weather coming, and we gotta get it together. The future's in the youngest, and them haters never stopping revolution. No, I was born for the purpose, human metronome. And through the music, share Christ with the people. And that's eternal life to the Satan, I'm lethal. The power in Jesus to captivate the speech. Love who we reach, revolution in the streets. The devil being beat, I just further on the cause with untouchable boss. You know them demons get knocked out.
Yeah. middle of the day when the sun goes black and the prophecy was read, knowing Jesus coming back. There's nothing that'll stop it, no to rise by the prophets. Father God is the offer, knowing Christ is the offer. Scoffers mocking, keep talking, hell is still hot, and you don't want to see what hell got. And it is the will of the Father that none should perish, with the word never missing to the day that I'm buried. With the rise of Obama and the death of Osama, never ever tripping off the worldwide drama. And this is what we have, Christ is the centerpiece. Kill the beast, slay the dragon in the centipede. Not a big mystery, eternal life symphony. Death of Michael Jackson with a homicide squad team. Souls go every day, tell them what you want to say. Prayer is a blessing, man, sin gotta give way. Then he coming right away, and I'm never paranoid. Stay poised, making noise with them last days, boy. Really going there, Damien ain't got a chance. Revolution missionary, tell them leave it where I stand.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Again, shout out much, much love to all of those that's listening. And, you know, we're just taking a moment out right now. We just took a moment, you know what I mean, played a song for all those that may have experienced the mom that, you know, passed away or have you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know what I mean? Much love to you. And Jesus still loves you. You know what I'm talking about? So, we're honoring all mothers. You can't just call yourself a mom just because you have a baby to. You know what I'm saying? Mother takes care of her children, man. You know what I mean? I'm talking about for real, man. Yeah. So, we're honoring our mothers, and I'm about to read a chapter from my second book coming out. Should be out, within 2014, 2015. You know what I'm saying? Called Look to Me, which is Look to God. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to read a chapter out of there entitled Honoring Our Mothers. Honoring all mothers, man. You know what I'm talking about? So the first I have an acronym for mother, all right? M is for marvelous. Marvelous and mother. How about that? M is for marvelous and mother. I just added that part. Mother. M is for marvelous. O is for outstanding. Is for teacher. H is for helper. E is for encourager. And aura is for reason to do something with your life. That's right. I'll read it again. Yeah. Acronym for mother. M is for marvelous. O is for outstanding. T is for teacher. H is for helper. E is for encourager. And aura is for reason to do something with your life. Now, this is all true mothers. You know what I'm talking about? Marvelous, outstanding teachers, helpers, encouragers. And the reason that the children do push hard because of what the mothers put in them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just taking out this time to celebrate and honor our mothers. If you are a mother, I just want to congratulate you on a job well done with taking care of you and raising your young ones. I know it gets hard sometimes, especially for those who have to fulfill both roles as daddy and mama. I also understand that it's extra hard for mothers to continue to raise their teenage sons without a father in their lives. Be just Richard Scratch. Bring it back. I know it gets hard sometimes, especially for those who have to fulfill both roles as daddy and mama. I also understand that it's extra hard for mothers to continue to raise their teenage sons without a father in their lives. Just continue to be encouraged and do what you have to do. Children are no mistake. They are a blessing, no matter how they got here, whether married or not. And women don't make children by themselves, men. Let me address these. Yeah, we no hold no punches over here. I don't understand this, though. I don't understand how a man can lay with a woman, get her pregnant with his child. Bring it back again. I just don't understand how a man can lay with a woman, Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get her pregnant with his child and then just turn around and walk out of both of their lives. Mm-hmm. So with that, man. Yeah, this is a challenge to all you deadbeats. You know who you are. You know, I ain't talking about shouts out much love to every father. We'll get y'all next month, though. You know what I'm saying? That's taking care of their children. You know what I'm saying? But this addressing them deadbeats right quick. Since we're addressing the baby dramas, we got to address the deadbeats, too. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I'm not using this time to bash men, though. I'm not bashing men for this, but I am challenging all who do this or have done this to just step up and be a man. Take care of your seed because they need you. Mm-hmm. They need you. Yeah. But how can you not take care of a small, innocent, helpless version of yourself? I told you they need you. You got to tell them who they are. You know what I mean? Everything like that, man. You're going to walk about the light, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Be challenging. Challenging. All right, back to the topic. All right. Now, all right, I know times get hard, or should I say, are hard for black males in America. It's getting harder for even more people now, but I'm a black male, so I'm going to address this like this. I know that times get hard, or should I say, are hard for black males in America. But there is no excuse or good enough reason for abandoning your own, very own child. Now, if you are serving time and want to be there, that's a different story. You know what I'm talking about? But being nervous about your responsibility or not being financially stable or even not liking the child's mother is no reason to run away. I repeat, being nervous about your responsibility or not being financially stable or even not liking the child's mother is no reason to run away. Believe it or not, they both need you. They're right. What we all have to do is just take it one day at a time. That's all you got. One day at a time. Quit worrying about tomorrow. We be tripping on the unknown. You know what I'm saying? But what we have to do is just take it one day at a time and realize that money cannot buy children half of the things that they need in life. Just their father being there means so much to them. Now, see, mothers are supposed to help, but the father is still in the lead position and is the head of the family who has the majority of the responsibility on his shoulders. It's unfair to the children. Yeah, you got children involved. So it's unfair to the children who have nothing to do with the roles that their parents played to get them here if the parents are not getting along. You know what I'm talking about? The Lord God has a reason and purpose for everybody who comes to the earth. So mothers, dear mama, so mothers, just keep on pushing. Uh-huh. Keep on pushing. Keep on moving forward in life with your children. If you have not let go and become totally dependent on God the Father, who is the creator of all things, including your children and their dad, I encourage you to get to know him better and get closer to him. Your choice. It's on you. How close you get to him. You know what I'm talking about? Did you know that God the Father can and will actually take care of and be a father to your children? Yeah. Did you know that? Did you know that God the Father can and will actually take care of and be a father to your children even better than their biological dads? Other mothers that have husbands and whose children's fathers are in their lives, I just encourage you to keep on keeping on and to put and keep God first. Mothers, you carry us while we are growing inside of you for 9 months. And then there is no limit to the things that you do for us after we are born. We never forget you, mothers. We never forget you, moms. We never forget you. And we don't mean to disappoint you. But remember this. No matter how we turn out in life, if we become a failure, is not a reflection of your parenting. If you did the best that you could. Yeah. Things happen in life and we make our own decisions, some right and some wrong. Just continue to love and pray for your children and remember, we are still a part of you. So to all the true mothers, enjoy your life. And just reminisce over the years and see what God the Father has brought you from and how he helped you in raising and taking care of your children. Jesus loves you. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So we honoring all true mothers. Yeah, that's right. And the acronym that I use for mothers, M is for marvelous, O is for outstanding, T is for teacher, H is for helper, E is for encourager, and R is for reason to do something with your life. For sure, man. Love you, moms. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. We finna go to another song. We gonna be right back, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. We about to jump on into it. It's getting real good. It's still great. You know what I'm talking about? All glory to God. For my mama. Be right back.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Listen.
I ask myself, how did he do it? Make such a sacrifice. And the ones that he loved wanted him crucified. Oh. And I knew that his friends would betray him. And I knew that his blood would be shed. He could have burned someone else in his place, but instead he said, amen. I surrender. And my will but yours. I lift my hands and say, amen. So I looked at my tests and trials. They can't compare to his pain. And if he can go through it, surely I can do the same. Oh Lord, I bless you for all of the bad. And I bless you for all of the good. And the place where I stand, you have already stood. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen in the good times, amen in the bad times, because when you love the Lord and you're doing his business, you're going about it all according to his purpose. You call it according to his purpose, then everything works out for your good. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What's percolating? We up in here. Today's topic is for my mama. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Call-in number is 714-202-9959. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. All right? For my mama. Happy Mother's Day to all true mothers. You know what I'm talking about? Not baby dramas, but happy Mother's Day to all true mothers. You know what I'm talking about? Fathers, stop playing and go see about your children, man. Baby dramas, please stop coming in between the fathers and their children. Bring it back. Yes, sir. I repeat, fathers, stop playing and go see about your children, man. You know what I'm talking about? You the one got her pregnant. We plant the seed. What in the world? You know what I'm talking about? It's your fault, buddy. So go stop playing. Go see about your children. And baby dramas, please stop coming in between the father and their children, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now, let me go ahead and tell y'all about my mama. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Tell y'all about my mama, Sandra. Love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. You know what I mean? This is a strong woman, man. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you some of the stuff I get from her. Well, let me tell you about her a little bit. She's a woman with strong faith in God Almighty. Yeah. A woman with strong faith in the God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? It's so strong now, the latest thing that she's battling with now is the cancer situation. As a matter of fact, scratch that. She ain't even battling it no more. Uh-oh, I got to stand up for this one, 10 toes down. The victory is already won. Hallelujah, because I say she's a woman of strong faith in God. That's the first thing I say about my mom. She's a woman with strong faith in God the Almighty. Now, they diagnosed my mama with cancer, these doctors did. But my mama kept her faith in God all the way through. She went through pain, went through this, all the chemo, all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? They cut her breast out, all this stuff. They say the cancer back. But my mama says she's tired of this. And she put, I'm talking about, I already got strong faith in God. She put extra faith in God. You know what I'm saying? And then one day we was at church about, what, 2 months ago maybe? And the Spirit of the Lord was in the building. The anointing dropped in that building on everybody that was in there. My mom was praising God. You know what I'm saying? The Spirit took her somewhere. You know what I'm saying? She was knocked out in the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? And when she got back up, she said God had healed her of cancer. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a real story. Hallelujah. God healed my mama of cancer. Because the doctors couldn't fix it. Now, y'all think I'm tripping. Let me back it up with a story from the Bible. The lady with the issue of blood, they had the blood that was bleeding real bad, went to the doctors. And I'm talking about went to the doctor, spent all her money. It said it spent all her livelihood. Went to the doctors, to the medical field, and got worse. I'm talking about they didn't heal. They couldn't heal her because doctors, they're not trying to heal you. They're trying to medicate you. You know what I'm saying? That's why they take one symptom from you, then give you 8 symptoms. This is happening to you? Well, I'm going to take this from you and give you 8 side effects. What? And then want to talk about some drugs, war on drugs. Yeah, we're going to be war on all this foolishness, war on all this wickedness. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, God still is in the healing power. The lady went, issued blood, paid all the doctors, all her money, got broke and got worse in her condition. You know what I'm saying? But then she heard Jesus was passing by. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. She heard Jesus was passing by, and she made her way through the crowd, and she said in herself, because it's your faith, whatever measure of faith you use, she said within herself, if I could just touch his clothes from what I'm hearing about him, he ain't got to touch me. He ain't got to look at me. He ain't got to just let me touch his, just a piece of his clothes. Because the Bible says it touched the hem of his garment. And she was made well, whole. I'm talking about made whole. And we see stories of Jesus opening blind eyes and Jesus raising from the dead. And y'all, we seem to think these are make-believe stories, but you got a true believer right here, right now. And I know that my God is real. I know that the Bible is true. I don't care what you say. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you say. I know what my God has done. You know what I'm saying? God, my Father, our Father, healed me of asthma when I was 8 years old, 9 years old. And now he's still healing because he healed my mama of cancer. I'm talking about all the cancer gone. Yes, sir. See, it's whose report you going to believe. Are you going to believe what the doctor said because they went to school a little bit longer than you? Or are you going to believe what the Bible says about God? When they say Jesus said, Jesus was whooped by his stripes, we are healed. That's physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it is. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Told you, my mom. I love you, mom. Strong faith in God the Almighty. Not strong faith in herself, but strong faith in what this Bible says about our Father in Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to pause right here, man, and bring in Wanda. Evangelist Wanda, your microphone is on, and happy Mother's Day to you. Speak on it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say, Jesus, because you know what? God said we'll be able to speak to a mountain, and that mountain will be moved.
Hallelujah.
And I know it was blood that saved me. It's not doctors. It's not man. It is the blood of Jesus that saved me. And like you said, your mama said, because she spoke to that mountain when Jesus touched her. She said, move in the name of Jesus. And I know your Miss Grant, and she is a woman of God, and you can't stop a child of God. I don't care what it says. The report of Jesus, and like you said, who report will we believe? Mothers that believe in Jesus, Father, and the husband that will never leave them or forsake them. So they have all power within them to fight any battle and win. Hallelujah. That's a blessing.
Amen.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
Living testimony. Hallelujah.
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 That's what I'm talking about. The show,
yes.
Man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Wanda, appreciate you tuning in and calling in. We had a caller. I don't know. I think that was my mom calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know for sure, but you know what I'm saying? I seen the number. If you will, call us back, 714-202-9959. You know what I'm saying? She could tell it better than I can. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man.
Uh-huh.
So, right. Hallelujah, man. For sure, man. Again.
For that victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, shouts out much love to all mothers, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you ain't got to pay for this. Christ already paid for it. Oh, they called back. That's what I'm talking about. 770-731. You on live with Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Mute your background on your radio. The echo. But speak on it. Your mic open. Who is this?
This is Mrs. Grant.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. What's up, Mama? Yes, sir. Love you, Mama.
Give to God the glory for the things he has done.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So God did it.
Yes.
I was diagnosed in 2007 with breast cancer. And I think it was stage 3. And then in 2012, it became 2012 and 13, it was stage 4. But God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
But God.
Yeah.
So, Every time I took chemo 3 times, radiation 2 times. But God, to God be the glory, like I said.
Hallelujah.
So March the 23rd, 2014, we were in church, and like Joshua was saying, that, but he can't tell it like I can tell it.
Mm-hmm.
We were in church, and Almighty God healed me of cancer. Because I was due for my third round of chemo on March the 24th, the next day. But after God healed me in church that Sunday, I went to the doctor, to the oncologist the next day, and told her I was not taking chemo that Monday, and I wasn't going to take any more chemo because God healed me on
that Sunday.
God is good. So if we just trust God and take God at his word, because God cannot lie. So if God said he'll do it, he'll bring it to pass if we believe. If we just believe that God, you know, will heal us. God will do whatever, you know, we want him to do. But we got to keep holding on no matter what Hallelujah. No matter
hallelujah.
What the situation looked like, no matter wow. how we feel, if we know that God did it for us, we got to hold on to that and
yes.
rebuke and bind up Satan and just
yes.
know that we know that we know that we know that God did it.
Hallelujah.
So I
that's
just a... thank you for this space because God is good and do have a blessed day and, you know, continue
amen.
To do God's work. Love you
amen.
And thanks for that.
Love you too. All right, appreciate you calling in and tuning in, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm talking about. She said she went and told the doctor, I ain't taking no chemo today. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Be bold in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're going to just go ahead and get a praise on one. Let's go ahead and have that praise break. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah.
Got to turn the tape over. Excuse me.
Hallelujah. See, that's why we go crazy. We go ham. You know what I'm talking about? Hard as a mother. For the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Mama, I think we're going to stay right there in that praise moment. I got another praise song. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Today's topic for my mama. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Hold on. If he don't do another thing, he already done enough. All right, here we go. Till Sunday. You know what I'm talking about? We praise God every day. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? We went there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you did. You
brought it
all the way back.
Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 I believe in God. They can't hurt me no more. We believe in God. You know what I'm talking about? God is the truth. He's real. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we ain't nobody scared of that. Ain't nobody scared of Satan, man. We got confidence in God, the Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? Abba, Father. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. That's what it is, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother, for my mama, for your mama, for all mothers. You know, we honoring all mothers. Just name the topic for my mama. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So, mothers, again, I had an acronym. I got an acronym for it. Mothers, M is for marvelous. Marvelous, yes, sir. O is for outstanding. T is for teacher. H is for helper. E is for encourager. R is for reason to do something with your life. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a mother, you should have been able to agree with those and get some encouragement from just that acronym. You know what I'm saying? We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be here. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody. Ain't nobody be here without a mom. You know what I'm saying? Or dad. But mom still, you know, they can't do like the deadbeats and just walk out the child life now. You know what I'm saying? Even though you got some baby dramas now. You know, you do got some of them baby dramas, you know. Leaving them children outside and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know you done seen them little children outside these days. Like, man, where the mama at? That child about 3 years old, 2 years. Where the mama? No older brother, no older, out there by themselves. I'm like, man, in this evil world. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Stop tripping. Tighten up. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, tighten up. All right, let me go ahead and get back to it. See, y'all thought I was finished. I ain't finished talking about my mama, man. Shoot. That's up. Let's get on some more stuff. Let me tell you what else. See, we got woman with strong faith in God. Then we got stuck there. Woman with strong faith in God. See, we believe. See, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Okay, listen to her. It's impossible to please God without faith. For you got to believe that he is God. Now, it seems like everybody, most people grab hold to that part. You got to believe that he is God. But in that same verse, it says you got to believe that he is a rewarder as well. Do you believe he'll reward you? Do you believe he can do this stuff in the Bible? If it ain't happening, it must be because you ain't believing that. Don't be sitting up there getting mad and blaming God. You know what I'm saying? Because you all. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. God don't do nothing but good for us. And why he, I'm talking about he, how he get looked over the most and get blamed first?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. He don't do nothing but good. We get mad
that's
at him
right.
quick. But I'm going to acknowledge him in all of our ways. You know what I'm saying? All right. Back to mom. My mama. She loves and cares for her children. Yeah. Yeah, she will discipline that behind. Hold on, let me say, hold on, wait. Yes, sir. My mama will discipline. She will discipline that behind. You know what I'm talking about? Act up in church if you want to. Yeah, act up in church if you want to. If you want to, act up in church. Go to sleep in church. You going to stand up in church. Like, you standing up, everybody else sitting down. You the preacher preaching, you standing up. Because you sleep in church. Strong faith in God. I'm talking about discipline. Listen to this now. Discipline. I'm talking about act up in church if you want to. My mama had a pinch with a twist out of this world. You hear what I'm talking about? I'm talking about she'll pinch you real good, twist it this way, and then turn it back the other way. Your arm be white as snow by the time she finna pinch you and red. And your arm turn white and red and you brown. Good God Almighty. But yeah. So you know about that, huh? See, I ain't no mom. I'm a dancer. I don't know. She said, hallelujah. I'm talking about pinch the skin off your arm, God, yeah, Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Pinch the blood now.
Right.
Got it.
Cut it. Don't be pinching people like that now. Anyway, now I'm just playing. Yeah, it kept me out of a lot of trouble, though, man, them pinches, man. You know what I'm saying? Them pinches kept me out of a lot of jailhouses and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Because if she pinched me,
you're
right. I'm thinking like, nah, if she pinched me like that, pinched me that hard, and she loved me, what these mugs going to do to me that don't even love me, don't care about me? They really going to tear me. You know what I'm saying? Try to tear me up. So, yeah, she disciplined. Like I said, she didn't abuse, but she disciplined our behind.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Had a pinch out of this world. She couldn't get that belt in church. Or you want to act up in church and think your mama won't get you? My mama will reach over there and pinch you good fashion. Right. And this is another thing, too. Hey, your mama ever had to take you out of church? You acting up so bad in church, your mama said, let's go on out here in the back. I'm talking about take you out of there. And getting a whooping. We was in a small church. So you in the back getting a whooping, everybody hearing you. Gotta take you outside, get a switch and all this stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Shout out, much love. Much love, much honor to the real, true mothers. Yes, sir. We talk about discipline. Yes, sir. We ain't talking about abusing. My mom mama ain't never punched me in my face and blacked my eye, bust my nose, none of that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But a belt to that behind, okay, that's discipline. Even the Bible talks
God,
about discipline.
God mm-hmm. said discipline. That's right. God said discipline them kids. You better run and spoil the child. And if you ain't got the rod, a pinch will do. That's right.
Golly, you see, the mothers. If you ain't got the rod, a pinch will do. Golly, see, only a mother can think like that. See, that's messed up, man.
Right.
I still feel them pinches. I still feel them pinches, mom. Good day, man. I know my mom used to pinch so hard. What'd you say, Juan?
I said they made you who you are today. Those pinches
true.
Were your rod of corrections that made you love Jesus today. Because guess what?
Amen.
You were disciplined. And discipline. He said discipline these children. That's why they haywire. Because don't nobody
right.
have no. That means she was paying attention to her children. She was being a real mother. And I have to speak for Ms. Grant because she'll get me. She have got me.
Yeah, you one of them pinches. There's a pinch over there in Wanda.
You know that look, and you know that talk. When she say what
right,
she
right.
say, she. But those are real mothers. That's what God wanted us to have, somebody in our life who would discipline us. And mothers are strong disciplinaries for children because
yeah.
they know when their mama say something and when that pinch got your attention, I bet you didn't go to sleep.
You doing all right, boy. I'm tired of getting them pinches. Let me be good, God, dog. Let me make some good choices. Let me quit making these wrong choices and make some good choices. You know what I'm talking about?
Make
for sure,
some
man.
Correct and pay attention in church so you can get this Jesus in the
that's
inside.
Right.
So see it on the outside. Make you a man
hallelujah.
That you are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right. And I got this Jesus to this day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See that what I'm saying? True mothers, they love, cherish, adore, care for, and they take care of their children. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. They also discipline. You can't just let your children run haywire. And that scripture true that Wanda just quoted, you know what I'm saying, about spare the rod, spoil the child. If you don't discipline your children, then you're going to walk around and the earth going to be a fool with a bunch of brats. And if you look at it, that's what's happening now. Because people don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Parents don't want to be parents anymore. They want to be their children's friends.
Friend.
And I'm going to tell you like this, you know what I'm saying? You can be friendly to your children, but you're not your children's friend. You're their parent. Parent is a deeper love than friend, man. Friends come and go. Parents, their full life. You know what I'm talking about? So quit trying
that's
to be
right.
your children's friend. Be their parent. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you're the parent. You're mama or the dad. That's you my mama. Shoot, you're good. You're the parent, man. So you don't get number one mama, really. You know what I'm saying? And if you're fortunate enough, you know what I mean, you get somebody else to care about you if your mama didn't, or you get somebody else to care about you if your mama did, you know what I'm saying? Or what have you, you know what I mean? But, yeah, another thing about my mama is she loves the children, you know what I'm saying? She loves us. Not only that, she loves children and old folks, you know, like senior citizens and stuff, you know what I'm talking about? Love them, you know what I mean? And she always told me this scripture. I'm talking about she put this in me when I was a little boy, and that's why I go hard like this now, too. She always put special emphasis on this scripture, or this scripture always stuck out to me that my mama put in me. She said, if you're ashamed of Jesus, he will be ashamed of you. Uh-oh. That's why this thing about me. Christ. Yeah, because we ain't ashamed over here. She always put that in my head. If you're ashamed of Jesus, he will be ashamed of you. You know what I'm talking about? So, with that being said, let's look at Mark, the 8th chapter. Mark, chapter number 8. Yeah, that's right. The Bible covers everything, which I ain't think we had no scriptures. Yeah, let's get to it, man. But, yeah, she always put that in me, though, Wanda. You know what I mean?
That's,
if you're ashamed of Jesus, he's going to be ashamed of you. And I'm like, man, what? I don't want that. I don't want him to be ashamed of me. You know what I'm saying? So I represent him. Even if I was. That's right. Even if I was a little afraid, I still would be brave and you know what I'm talking about? Say my grace at school when nobody else was saying your grace. Uh-huh, nobody else saying the grace. I'll say my grace.
She put it on the inside of you. She that's why we know that a lot of these people today know Jesus because they had parents like good mothers like Ms.
Right.
Grant. that printed on the inside. Now, you chose to go to the left, but we know you know Jesus. So you know him, and he is rooted in you. Now, you trying to cover him up with all your mess, but Jesus still in you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Real stuff.
You have to acknowledge him so he can come on the outside of you, so he can brighten you up, because you put all that darkness in you, but Jesus is in there, and he said, hold on, wait a minute. You know who I am. Act like you know who I am. Acknowledge me in all your ways. Don't forget to acknowledge me, because you can't be ashamed of Jesus. Because if you don't know me before man, I won't know you before my Father. But you know the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
Yes, it will. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. And she's a witness to that. She's a testimony, a living testimony to that. And there's a lot of mothers out there today that's a living testimony to that. You know, a lot of mothers were single mothers. You know, my mom was a single mother, and she raised me. Yeah. She was my mother and my father. But Jesus always was on her tongue every day. We prayed, and we believed, and we worshiped, and we knew who our help came from. We knew who my father was. It wasn't man. It was Jesus Christ, God. You know, she always told me, you ain't got to worry, because you are right, as long as you know who your help come from. And I knew who my help come from was Jesus.
Amen.
So that was all I needed. A lot of parents out there that instill that in the children, look at them today, the apple don't fall far from the tree. It's in you. Don't let the world cloud your judgment and your know. You got to know where you came from. If you were born with a parent like Miss Grant, you are Miss Velma, you know who your help come from. You know who you belong to. You know Jesus, because they put it on side of you. When you weren't paying attention, they made you pay attention to Jesus. So they planted that seed in you. You have the seed, and you have an anointing. Not only do you have an anointing, you have a blessing, because blessings come from prayers. Praying mamas. They pray for their children. They fast for their children. They go out on a limb. They fight Satan every day, saying, Lord, help my child. They do that. And guess what? You have that anointing and that blessing. You have to live in that blessing. And if you don't, then the blood's on your hand, not on theirs.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And blame Jesus. Get up there to heaven and stand before God on judgment day. Say, I didn't, Jesus, you didn't come to me. What? Stop. You know what I'm talking about? I can't blame him. But you can become blameless, because the devil's sitting up there accusing you all day, but God can mark you down as blameless. You know what I'm talking about? Because you all things work together for the good when you're walking with the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? You're loving him for real. You know what I mean? For sure, man. So, man. My mama always told me this scripture, though, from Mark, the 8th chapter and 38th verse. If you're ashamed of Jesus, he will be ashamed of you. So let's go ahead and read this. Mark chapter number 8, verse 38 says, for whoever is ashamed of me, this is Jesus speaking, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him or her, the Son of Man, also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Yeah, that's why we rep Christ. Yeah, like hard, because I'm not going to be ashamed of him. I ain't going to let no rock cry out for me. So verse 38 from Mark the 8th chapter says, for whoever is ashamed of Jesus and his words in this adulterous and sinful generation. How you gonna be? We gonna be ashamed? You gonna choose to be ashamed in this adulterous, sinful generation?
They
say, then if you gonna do that, then the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes. Looking up. You know what I'm talking about? In the glory of his Father and the holy angels, you'll be stuck looking up, or you just be stuck here. Because it's gonna be in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. You ain't gonna just be seeing folks floating up. That mother gonna be quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
People going to be on the highway driving or whatever, and bam, he come back, snatch us off the earth, and then cars just wrecked all over the place. Yeah. And then I guess you'll be bold for him then, huh? Yeah. But then will you be able to eat, because you got to accept the mark of the beast and all that? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Yep.
Choose Christ today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's go to another scripture. Let's go to Luke, man. Let's go over here to Luke. Luke. Let's see. Luke, the 12th chapter. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter number 12. Shout out so much love to all those that's listening as we are honoring all true moms today. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame. I sent text message to everybody in my phone wondering you the only one called. You know what I'm talking about? And everybody got the same text. If you want to give a shout out and love or something to your mama, call. Ain't nobody hit me up. But it's all gravy. I don't care. One of you here. You know what I'm saying? God here. Plus, my mama called in.
Hallelujah. You know we bring Jesus. We don't need nobody else. All we need is Jesus.
Right.
As long as we
that
see
right.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We
Amen.
Got him.
Hallelujah. We're never alone. We're never alone. Emmanuel, God with us.
That's right. And he never leaves us off or take up. See, when man turn their back, God is always in the midst. He's always right there. He never leaves us.
That's right.
That's why
all you need anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's all we need. As long as we got Jesus, who else we need? The man can't make Jesus care.
For sure, I got my faith in no humans. I got my faith in the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? The God, the Almighty, Abba Father.
Hallelujah.
All right. Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12, starting at verse 8. And again, like we always say, man, we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? The whole Word. Get into the whole Bible for yourself. You know what I'm talking about? We can only highlight scriptures for you on Saturdays. And your pastor or whoever can only highlight verses when you go to church. All right, so you got to read that Bible for yourself daily. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. Faith come by hearing, and you got to hear that word to get that faith. Luke chapter number 12, verse 8 says, "Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men," I told you, my mama put that scripture in me, "if you're ashamed of Jesus, he will be ashamed of you." So now let's look at Luke. It says in verse 8 of chapter 12, it says, "Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him, the Son of Man, will confess before the angels of God." That's the other side. If you're gonna be bold and you're gonna confess me before men, then I'm gonna be bold and confess you before the angels of God and my Father. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Verse 9 says, "But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God." Verse 10 says, "And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit," which is going on nowadays, "it will never be forgiven." Yes. It will not be forgiven. You know what I'm saying? All right, now let's go back up to verses number 4 and 5, still in Luke chapter number 12. And it says, verse 4 says, "And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body." And after that, they have no more that they can do. DJ Scratch, bring it back. Yes, sir. "And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body. And after that, have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell." That's right. "Yes, I say to you, fear him." Yeah, y'all think the devil bad. Wait till you get a load of God, the Almighty. Yeah, he good. You know what I'm talking about? But he's stronger than that goddamn bad devil. You know what I'm saying? And that for real. As long as God give it to me, mic check. You won't lie.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
What it is, King?
Hey, what up, King? Praise God Almighty, partner, you know what I mean? It's the death of people, boy. Resurrection of the life, killing death. What up, King?
Yeah, holding it up, man. Doing this for my mama. Giving love to our mamas, man. Mothers. True mothers.
Hey, and you got to know that, man, because like I told my mama yesterday, she thanked me for something. I said, "Nah, thank you, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here." Now, let me break down the significance of that. Let me break down the significance of that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, first of all, if you only honor your mother on one day, why you out of line, fool? Because if you got to use a, if you need a pagan holiday or a man-given holiday to declare the day in which you should honor, then you ain't got the love of God in your heart, fool. That's just like if you need a Christmas day and a Christmas tree to give glory or give honor or give thanks to my Lord and Savior. You understand what I'm saying? That's disrespectful to me, fool. That's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Because if you got love in your heart, like I tell my mama, hey, I don't care nothing about no Mother's Day. I don't care nothing about no Easter Day, no Christmas Day, no none of that. Because it's everyday love in my heart. Everyday love. And if we're supposed to be the personification of love, then show me the love. I don't care nothing about the date on the calendar, man. I don't care nothing about the date on the calendar. So what you mean to tell me is that okay, now you can put everything in your life on hold because man say, okay, this day is warranted this day. But what about every other day of the week, fool?
Uh-huh.
What about every other day of the week? Are you loving somebody then? And first of all, I don't understand this. Why is it that, let me tell y'all something. Let me break down the significance of these holidays. Since we doing this for our mama, we breaking chains over here. Let me set you free right quick. How about, let's beat the politics in this Mother's Day situation. Because they ain't promoting love and appreciation for the mothers. They promoting marketing strategies. Because guess what? If you don't come in the house with them roses, you don't love your mama. If you don't get a chance to get over there and pull up and see your mama and take her out to dinner, you don't love your mama. Just like the same thing they do with Valentine's Day, boy, they wreck marriages. They wreck relationships because of financial.
Yep.
You won't get no gift. Boy, hey, you won't give me nothing on Christmas, boy. Let me give you the philosophy. Let me unlock these chains. Let's wake up the dead over here. We doing this for our mamas, right? Well, my mama told me to tell you the truth. My mama told me yesterday, boy, I told you. I say, mama, I'm feeling bad because I got folks talking crazy, man. But, you know, people I look up to, they not understanding the ministry that God put in me. They don't understand the fire. And she say, boy, I told you. You got to do what God told you to do. So let me do this for my mama. Let me do what God told me to do. Since I got Father God telling me to do this, and my mama behind him saying, boy, you better do what your daddy told you to do.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't care nothing about it, and God don't give a damn about no Mother's Day either. Let me be honest with you. Yeah, I said it. He care about the love that's supposed to be in your heart every day. And if it's only today that you decided to give up and give your mama some love food, and you out of order, and I came to check you. Because you're supposed to be loving every day. Not just your mother, but you're supposed to be loving your brothers and sisters that's around you every day. How can you love my Father God and you can't love the people in front of your face unless it's designated a day nationally? A day set aside for the government to what? Cripple the economy more. Why? By making poor people go out and spend financial gain to try to show love with material. And it ain't in no love, it's material. Christ done showed you one time. You can't buy love. Love is not material. You are the personification of the love. So don't run out here trying to get your mama all $40, $50 worth of this, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of this, and you know you ain't got no love for your mama all days of the week, all days of the year. Because what you're doing is you helping them. Because you're putting money in their economy for them to empower the same prison system that's imprisoning our people. Why? Because you're going to run out there and spend money on things that you don't even have. You can't even afford some of the things that you're going to buy. But because of this day, and they have this brainwashed into our mentality that if we don't celebrate this day this certain kind of way, then we're not honoring our mother. Or we're not honoring our significant others on Valentine's Day. You running around here, they got us running around here painting up eggs and shit, talking about Easter. Y'all playing with my father. Y'all think he playing? He ain't playing.
All right. For sure. That's what it is, man. Appreciate you coming in with the fire and the flame, cuz. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we are going to, even though they set it up like that, you know what I'm talking about? I'm setting it up like this. I'm choosing to honor my mama like this. Screw them. You know what I'm talking about? I'm feeling you, Genesis. Screw what they talking about. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to honor my mama. You know what I'm talking about? The right way. Even like Christmas. I ain't going to stop celebrating Christmas. Or should I say, I ain't going to stop celebrating Christmas just because they doing this. But I'm gonna celebrate Christ because that's him. I stopped celebrating Christmas, but I'm going to celebrate Christ. And I celebrate him every day. So when Christmas come around, I'm going to go extra hard.
You know what I'm talking about? That's why I'm going extra hard for my mom. I holler at my mama during the week.
It's in your heart.
So that's why I go extra hard today. Hallelujah. You're right. Easy, yeah, man.
So we got to get out of your head and we got to put this love in their heart. We got to put this love in their heart because y'all loving. They got us loving from the head, dog. They got us loving from the bank account. They got us loving from the days of the calendar. They got us loving every month or every season, dog. No, we got to love every day for no reason, dog.
That's
right.
Let me
do
it. Hallelujah. Let's say one more scripture though. One more scripture that my mom put in me. You know what I'm saying? She always put in children, obey your parents in the Lord. Let me go, Ephesians 6 chapter.
Yeah.
Ephesians 6. She always put that in me too, man. You know what I'm saying?
I told her me too, but I really though.
That one scripture, bro, was the one scripture that stuck out with me that she put in me, bro, besides this one was, you know what I mean, if you're ashamed of Jesus, he going to be ashamed of you. You know what I'm saying? And this one right here, this is the other tough one right here. You know what I'm saying? Children, obey your parents. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4.
I had to learn that by heart when I got in trouble. What you mean? I'm going
to
talk
to
that
word. Put into action. You know, somebody had to apply. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. And see, that goes to show you right now. You know what I'm saying? What you just said, faith and works. Faith and action.
There
you know what I'm talking about? You can hear the word all day. You can't just be a hearer, but you got to do that. You know what I'm talking about?
And
do that word. You know what I'm talking about? Ephesians 6, man, verses 1 through 4, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2 says, honor your father and your mother, like Genesis said. Don't be just hollering at them in one day. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You're supposed to honor them. If you ain't calling your mama, or you just, you know, I'm going to go to church with my mom. I'm so busy in my life, I'm going to go to church with my mama one Sunday out the whole year. Don't even call your mama or nothing except for holidays. Yeah, that's why Genesis was snapping like that. I'm with it. You know what I'm talking about? For real, quit faking the funk, man. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't got time for the pagans. You know what I mean? But honor your father and your mother for real, man. Do what the Bible says, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. See that? That's what I told y'all, deadbeats, man. Quit being deadbeats, man. You know what I'm saying? You the one plant the seed, man. You know what I'm saying? So fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. If you ain't there in their life, you know they're going to be mad. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't provoke them to wrath. You're wrong. Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. If you're not there in their life, you know what I'm saying, ain't raising them, then you're going to make them mad, man. You know what I'm talking about? Now, baby dramas, stop coming in between these fathers and their children, man. Yeah, baby dramas. Uh-huh. Y'all don't even get the title of mama today. Heathen, nah, no other day either. You know what I'm talking about? All right, but it says, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Don't even just raise. I raise them the best way I can. You're supposed to train them up in the Lord. You see what I'm saying? You walking with God, they're going to be walking with God. You know what I'm talking about? One more thing, and I'm going to go ahead and get off this subject of my mama. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. But I love your mom still. One more thing she did, though. When we said grace.
You can't get off the subject on your mama, boy.
We ended.
Cause she
yeah,
put
you're
it
right.
In you,
but
boy.
I mean, I'm just saying, though. When we said grace, we ended it with these words from Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we say, God is great, God is good, all that. But then we say, all say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We're going to serve the
Lord.
You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I got that scripture up in my crib right now, bro. I'm 34 years old.
King.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All
right behind you. I'm 30, King, and I'm on that too, King. As for me and my house, we going to serve.
We going to serve the Lord. Right. That's your choice. Right. It's your choice. God give you a free will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He give you a free will. How you going to let these folks say they control you? How you going to let these folks control you when God say, I got free will for you to choose, and I'm the one that control everything? And you're going to listen to what
can't nobody take
saying?
The choice that God give you. Right. If God give you a choice, and then he tell you, man, hey, he make it simple for you, dog. He say, I set before you life and death, King. Oh, man, wait a minute. Keep reading. Don't stop. He say, choose life. And then you're wondering why I got to choose life, God. Why I choose life? He say, so that you may live if you keep on reading.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So
he is the way, the truth,
the
and the life.
And the life. Real wisdom,
what God
man. Says. The anointed one, the Christ. This that word of God, boy. We slaughtering evil, boy. Yeah, we put
right.
real love in your heart. This is the resurrection of the life, boy. We told you it was mm-hmm. the death of evil. This one here about meets the Christ. Disrespecting mm-hmm. the Christ. Get your mind right. Yeah.
Right.
The wisdom,
yeah.
the peace on. The anointed
yeah.
one, come and get some. They say they want that fire. Here it come. God told me to burn him, nigga, with my tongue. Here it come. Boom.
Yeah.
And they say now. So we killing Satan now. All that lying in the egg now. KOBC putting evil in their places now.
Right.
Buck if you want to rumble. And I promise God, he going to fill you with the thunder. Told y'all.
And we still giving shout out to our mama.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on. That's how we
and
doing.
And we still giving shout out to our mama. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
what
we
show,
having
man?
Fun on the broadcast, man. Stand up, man.
Yes,
praise
sir.
God, man. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I love you, mama.
Real.
Love you, mama. To all true moms.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Number
mama.
Love.
Yeah, we love y'all.
And encouragement. Tamala, love you. You know what I'm talking about? Word up, man. That's what's happening, man. All right, yeah. For sure, man. So, yeah, man. All right, some of us, like I said earlier, I'm going to go ahead and do this again. You know what I mean? Some of us aren't fortunate enough, you know what I'm saying, for our mom to still, you know, even be here. Some people lost their mom, you know what I'm saying, at this time of year or what have you. It affects them in a negative way, you know what I'm saying, because their mama ain't here. So we don't want to forget about y'all and let y'all know y'all are still loved and want to encourage y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? We took out a moment earlier for moms that, you know, were deceased or what have you, you know what I mean? So now we're going to play another song, you know what I mean, for the moms, you know what I'm saying, for the people that lost their mom. Like I said, I got a homeboy. He just lost his mama Wednesday or this week, man. You know what I'm saying? It's right before this, you know, celebration of the time they chose for honoring your mom. Like I said, it shouldn't be narrowed down to one day. Like Genesis said, true that. Should be narrowed down to one day. You know what I mean? So, in case you lost your mom, you know what I mean? We're going to play this song. Take this moment for you to reminisce, you know what I mean, and everything like that, man. And we're going to be praying for you, and, you know, we just want you to be encouraged. Much love to you. God, I still love you. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Moment for the deceased. Then we're going to play a song.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Katie Couric in Washington. Oh. There is stunning news out of Los Angeles today.
Yeah.
According
yeah.
to the Los
yeah.
Angeles...
We offer praise to the sun to the day that we done. And welcome in the grave because we all got one. The time's so dark and the heart's been twisted. No remarks for the young child that's gone missing. Open up the reel, come and ask me how I feel. Where they celebrate the kills and we stressing over bills. And know how they judge, but we practicing the love. Then we classify the thugs, never pacify the grudge. Off to the word, Christ come take us. Looking at a crisis, crush the lives of the Satan. Never tripping off Illuminati in the industry. Pac and Big killed that, rap's one enemy. Revolution put it on the level, praise Christ. Walking with the favor on my left and my right. No matter who you are, the invitation still exists. Eternal life is offered to all, it ain't a myth. I'm picking up as soon as he called, he tracing it. I root it back, it's off to the Lord with this gift. It's unexplained, still in this game with this flame. Even persecuted by my own brother for his name. But I ain't never slipping or tripping. See, the mission is clear, to keep the name Jesus Christ in their ear. Till I die and my soul is at home. See, I'm getting it on. It's true servitude, I serve him on the microphone.
Devil is a lie, cause the love never dies. Gotta look deep inside and I wonder why the baby's gotta suffer. Getting passes from a young mother, please get your life together. Cause all we have is the bad weather coming and we gotta get it together. The future's in the youngest.
And them haters never stopping revolution, no. I was born for the purpose, human metronome. And through the music, share Christ with the people. And that's eternal life to the Satan, I'm lethal. The power in Jesus to captivate the speech. Love who we reach, revolution in the streets. The devil being beat, I just further on the cause with untouchable balls. You know them demons getting knocked out.
When the sun goes black and the prophecy was read, knowing Jesus coming back, there's nothing that'll stop it. Notarized by the prophets, Father God is the offer, knowing Christ is the offer. Scoffers mock and keep talking, hell is still hot, and you don't want to see what hell got. And it is the will of the Father that none should perish, with the word never missing to the day that I'm buried, with the rise of Obama and the death of Osama, never ever tripping off the worldwide drama. And this is what we have, Christ is the centerpiece. Kill the beast, slay the dragon in the centipede. Not a big mystery, eternal life symphony. Death of Michael Jackson with a homicide squad team. Souls go every day, tell them what you want to say. Prayer is a blessing, man, sin gotta give way. Then he coming right away, and I'm never paranoid. Stay poised, making noise with them last days, boy. Really going there, Damien ain't got a chance. Revolution missionary, tell them leave it where I stand.
But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, resting in peace, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verses 13 through 18. This is when hip hop meets the Christ.
Come on. Talking about a virtuous lady.
Virtuous lady.
Who can find a virtuous woman?
Virtuous
her price is far Bugs Ruby. Yeah. Ever since the year I crossed over the guide, crossed over the pride, when I was lost, broken inside, I had a dream, the guy opened my eyes, then I saw a virtuous lady step aside and open the ride, open the side door, let you come and take a ride with me. You don't have to worry, baby girl, cause God's with me, it ain't no pride in me, you know I stay humble, when I'm feeling down, I know that you won't let my day crumble. Yeah. A virtuous lady, you're the one that I wanna invest in. Definitely we can be best friends. I'll treat you real nice, and definitely we can be blessed in this life that he gave us. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. I hope you liking the flavor. Darling, I'll provide what you need. We can take a trip abroad or take a ride in the sea. Sparkling jewel, you can call me the diamond miner. It's helping you to know you're a rose in the garden. I'll be the water that's helping you to grow. God can be your sunshine, I can be your candle. Both of us can brighten up your day, and we can handle the things that you confused about. I got fiery passion for you, girl. Let it consume the doubt.
Virtuous women, you know what I mean? Virtuous, that's having or showing high moral standards, you know what I'm talking about? Or basically walking with God, you know what I'm talking about? A woman that's walking with God, doing things God way, you know what I'm talking about? So shouts out to all the moms that are honoring God, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. We have been here. Today's topic for my mama, you know what I'm talking about? I didn't make this about my mama. I told about my mama, though, you know what I'm saying? But it's for all the moms, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir, all the good ones. Now, this ain't for baby dramas, unless you want to get like these true mothers. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. But like I said, man, we challenging all dudes, deadbeat daddies who done got the woman pregnant and walk out their life. We challenging you to step up, man. You the one got her pregnant, cuz. She didn't get pregnant on. You know what I'm talking about? It's your fault she pregnant, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Go see about the children, bro. You know what I'm talking about? And then to the baby dramas who stepping in between the children and their fathers, come on, man. Don't worry about that. Y'all fathers, y'all keep praying. Do what you got to do to see your children. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the baby drama stop you from your relationship. You know what I mean? Pray. You can always do that. You know what I'm talking about? And God will deal with that, because that's some evil, vindictive stuff. That's messed up. The child is innocent, but you want to use the child against the daddy or what have you. Man, go ahead on. That's some bull. You know what I'm talking about? But shouts out, much love. This show is honoring all virtuous ladies. You know what I'm talking about? Moms. You know what I'm talking about? Moms that walk with God, that raise their children, that love, cherish, and adore, cares for and takes care of their children. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. We up in here. All right. Wanda, this on you. And then we're going to go to you, Young G, as long as God give it to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm finished, really. So what's up, Wanda? I'm push play on you, man, if you got anything else you want to add to it.
Yes, I would. I appreciate you pushing play. I just want to say I know that the world wants to make people believe that we honor mothers one day out of the year. But
right.
True belief of Jesus, honor their mothers every day. Like you said, we call them, we tell them we love them, and we ask God to, keep
right.
them, nurse them every day. So I just want to say thank you, Father God, for our mothers, for those true mothers who raise their children and instill the love of Jesus Christ in their children for however way they needed to do that. They did it, and we thank God for them. And even though, like we said, the world makes things a publication, but we make it the truth. And the truth is we honor our mothers every day. And like you said, on those days that the world recognizes mothers, we go hard in the paint because we want our mothers to know that lives within us. And we thank them for instilling goodness of the and the love, because Jesus is love. And we do love people every day. But we love our mothers, especially on those days recognized by the world, because we want the world to know that we love her because of Jesus. We love her because she was we were instilled to do the right thing, and they raised us to be the right people. And because of that, Jesus lives inside of us. So we recognize them extra hard on the days that the world tried to make it traditional. But the real, true believers of Jesus Christ know that on every day we serve him, and on every day we give love to those who we love, our moms, our fathers. We honor them every day when we praise Jesus. So we thank you today for honoring mother, and we thank you for bringing that to the forefront. And those, like you said, those dramas, get your life right. Take example that God, if you instill Jesus in your children, if you get your life right and come to Jesus Christ, your children will grow up to be followers of the King, and they will be more than conquerors. And anything that they come against, like Miss Grant came against cancer, she removed it from her life. She has power within her.
Hallelujah.
And your children grow with that same power within them. You have to grasp it so you can give it to them, so you can plant that seed. So those dramas who don't have Jesus, come to Jesus so you can give your children the power to live.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Genesis, I want you to go ahead and, you know, have a God lead you, and then take us out with prayer. But I pray for all of us. You know what I'm talking about? Even pray for the dead beasts to get it together and the baby drama.
Oh, we got to do that.
Get
we got to do
yes,
that.
Sir.
We got to do
ahead,
that,
sir.
Because it's the death of evil. It's the resurrection of the light.
That's right.
And with the resurrection of the light, I mean, we have to personify what Christ personified, which is love. I mean, we have to love them that hate us and love them that despitefully use us. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, I had to learn the hard way to do that. But sometimes you got to, when you ask God for some things, you better know he listens. And when he really give it to you, he gonna get it to you when you ain't really expecting it. But if you just persevere through it, you understand? Then you'll see. But my thing is this. I just want to shout out, man, all the mama. Thank my mama for just teaching me about God, introducing me to him. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you to all the other mothers that has introduced their offspring to the real love of God.
Hallelujah.
Even if you didn't have real full knowledge and understanding of the wisdom of God, it's just the fact that you had the knowledge of the name of God and the name of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? That we salute that, because if it wasn't for that seed being planted and the word being taught, which was the watering of that plant, then we wouldn't have the uprooting of this kingdom that you see right in front of your face today. So, you know, shout out to my mama. I don't know if she listening. I don't care if she listening because, like I say, my Mother's Day love, my mother's love ain't restricted to no one day a year. I don't care nothing about no one day a year on no calendar. It's love in my heart every day of the year. And I urge you all to feel the same way. Like Oasis say, love in his heart. So because love in his heart, he can dedicate a broadcast to his mama. Why? Not because it's Mother's Day. Why? Just because I feel like that's why it's the kingdom. We don't follow tradition. We make tradition, partner. You understand? We don't follow. We lead. Yeah, he said we one, you a two. That's why we leading you. Okay. All right, I'm going to leave that alone, man. You know, once more time, man, shout out to all the mothers. And listen, man, you know, I'm going through an incredible difficult time, you know, with the mother of my kids. But, you know, I can't take away from the fact that she is an outstanding mother. And I'm pretty sure she ain't listening to this broadcast. But if she was, she wouldn't hear nothing but the love because, you know, I still couldn't say that other than the issues that she's, you know, dealing with me or whatever she's, I don't understand what she's trying to do. But, you know, she is an outstanding mother. And I know for a fact, you know, whether she's allowing me to see my kids like I should be able to or not, I know that my kids are being taken care of. Now, I am concerned of some of the things that they may be learning, but, you know, I had to be concerned about some of the wrong things that they learned from me as well. So, once again, love don't judge. God is the only judge, and he ain't told me to burn that, so I can't burn that. He told me to burn evil. But we burning the evilness because we overpowering that evil with love. So no matter how you dramas want to treat those of us who are real fathers, whatever the reason, if it's about the money, if it's about the child support, if it's about, you know, the pain that you felt, if it's about the getting even, if it's about making him feel how he made you feel, however we, whatever we've done to you mothers of our children to make you hate us the way you do, or to make you feel as if you have to tear us down. I speak on behalf of every man that wonders if he's going to get a phone call from his kids or a visit from his kids on Father's Day. I represent every man that's sitting at home right now wondering if he should even text the mother of his children or call and say Happy Mother's Day by fear of an argument or confrontation. I represent every child that's been stripped away from their father. I represent every child that don't know their father. I represent the children that don't know their mother. And God blessed me with a mother that raised me up and taught me about God. But there was still some a relationship bond that wasn't there. So I represent those of you that's feeling that pain too. And God said that he would come all things so that he can catch, by any means, catch some. He said if it was a Jew, then he'd become a Jew so that he can grab some. Yeah. So if you're hurting, then guess what? I had to feel that pain so that I can grab you by any means to let you know, drama, you can become a mama again. Why? Because it's the resurrection of the life. Kill that death. Kill that death. Kill that drama. All that baby mama drama, baby dad, kill that. Kill that. These kids need to be loved, whether you're with that person or not. We got to show love. Right. So I'm reaching out to my kid's mother on this Mother's Day, asking again publicly. For forgiveness, because obviously I did something. But one thing about it is, guess what? I got up. Now you get up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father God, I thank you, Father, for every person under the sound of this broadcast. God, we thank you for when hip-hop meets the Christ. Father, we thank you for the Christ entering into hip-hop. Father, we thank you for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that you've given us today. Lord, we thank you for every caller. God, we thank you for every child that's honoring their mother, God. But let them know that as they honor their mother on this weekend, let them know they need to honor their mother every day from this weekend on.
Hallelujah.
Not only honor their mother, but honor each other. And God, let these mothers know, God, touch the hearts of these mothers that's being aware between the fathers and the children. Oh,
yes,
God, just like a child needs his mother every day, a child needs his father every day in visitation. That ain't That's not raising
Hallelujah.
A child. You can't raise a child on every other weekend visitation or every weekend visitation. Just like you need that food every day, you need that oxygen every day, you need that guidance from God every day. If God wants us to talk to him every day, if we're supposed to talk to our Heavenly Father every day, how is it on this earth, God, that we can allow a government to restrict fathers and mothers and children from the love of their father and mother, but yet and still, Father, they promote division. But God, I break division. And
In the name of Jesus, Father, I break the bondage. I break the yoke, God, the vision of every family. God, I don't care if you put the families back in the same household, but God, put the families back in the same heart. Put them in the heart of God. Tear down this hatred. Tear down this evil. Tear down this division, God. This kid's suffering today. This kid's wishing they had a mother right now, God.
Hallelujah.
It's Mother's Day, God. It's people wishing. I'm sitting here wishing I had my kids, and it ain't even Father's Day. These tears in my eyes is real. So I ain't playing with you when I get on this broadcast, God. Because you weren't playing with me when you spoke to my heart, God. You said, if I act like I'm scared, God, you're going to show me scared. And God, you reminded me that when I read the book of Jeremiah. And you told him the same thing. So, God, I accept that flame. And I pray that you change this world, this youth, this day, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, 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 amen. Hey, hey.
Hey.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Hey, King, KLBG man. Knockout really coming soon. KLBG Knockout coming
soon,
hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We up in here, man.
Hey,
but until then, we at
Recording Studio, man. Hey, we in here, too, man. I got to let them know about that KLBG Recording Studio, man.
Go
the
ahead.
Carpenter over here, man. You know, Jesus was a carpenter, man, with them hands, man. So this anointed man with these anointed hands over here, man, just built this booth, built this wall. He just throw some paint on that wall, Oasis and Wanda. He just throw some paint on the wall, y'all.
All right, then.
So it's official over here. Doors will be opening over here real soon, man. Y'all come to the kingdom, man. Hey, it's the kingdom of heaven, and we ain't stressing. God told us to teach the youngest lesson. I put it in your heart, and then not your mental, but if it's in your heart, you'll never forget to. What? Forget who? Who? The one that created who? The one that created me, you, and everybody, too. It's the Christ, y'all.
Yeah. You heard about the Christ? KOBGMG.com. Yes, sir.
That's it.
You ain't heard about the Christ? How about when hip-hop meets the Christ? You ain't got no excuse. We up through it. You know what I'm talking about?
We up through it.
Yeah, we be back.
Ain't heard about
next Saturday,
Christ.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Shout out much love to your Wanda. Shout out much love to your young G. You know what I'm talking about?
My love
and
back
much,
to
much love and honor to all true mothers. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man.
Amen.
That's what up. Tamla, I see you. Love you. In case you didn't hear that earlier, love you. I love you.
Yeah.
The mother of my children.
And
no,
I love
the
fact
man.
That he loves you.
Yeah. That was something.
Yeah.
We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. Shouts out, much love to you, man. We out this piece.
Wake them up quick enough. take a seat for a sec, please listen up. The Almighty got a plan, way bigger stuff than wasting life in the back of a prison truck. We at a time where it ain't much time left. Got these kids in the streets taking blind steps, and every day they go astray, they use their minds less. Can't find their way home, but somehow seem to find death. Take a chance, I'm a real man to man up, cause we all make mistakes, that's what man does. Let's teach them how to pray and set some standards, so they can know the truth of man from the ambush. If we don't get them, then they victims in the loomy life. Had their eyes mesmerized like it's movie night. Jesus Christ changed lives, gotta let them know. Can't give up on them now, don't let them go, cause I know that.
Ghetto Gospel ENT. You know me, man. Young G, let's go. Hey, I was looking for a brighter day, and then you sent the sunshine my way. That's why I fall to my knees and I pray. Let me see, hey, what more can I say? You've been good to me ever since my first birthday. So if I ask for anything else, I'm being selfish. And I keep thanking you cause I can't help it. See, I'm knowing what it feels like to feel pain, and I be hoping I don't have to face it again. Lord save me, this world got me crazy, trying to enslave me. Got me underwater like the Navy, or maybe I'm in combat just like the Army. God, I need strength for everything that's trying to harm me. I'm one of the few in the prowl like the Marines. As long as you be with me, I can conquer anything. I mean, I'm like the Air Force, I'm ready to drop lyrical bombs on the whole world from up top.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, hey,
I know he watching me from way up top. It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, I know we watching me from way up top. A lot of times I sit back and I just reminisce. I never dreamed I would ever turn into this. This type of dude spitting flames through your stereo. Now I'm the truth in the booth, but you don't hear me though. You see, I never imagined I would be so gifted. Fascinated by my favorite rapper's flow, then it shifted. I started rapping and I ain't stopped yet. Got people telling me I'm hot when I ain't warmed up yet. And I bet I can be better if I keep on trying. Keeping God number one and staying on my grind. In due time, I'ma shake the sin that's holding me back, and I'ma be completely free. You got a problem with that? Oh, I ain't think so, but I don't really care what you think though. Could be a few things, but one thing I ain't though. And that's the man that's focusing on man. I could be wrong, but I don't think that that was in God's plan.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, hey, I know he watching me from way up top.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
I know he's watching me from way up top. I could be any place in this world doing anything. Without God, ain't no telling what this world will bring. I could be throwing sets up, banging heavily, but instead, I got my mind on living heavily. Yeah, that's right, no disrespect to your sex, dawg. I'm only trying to keep the kids from being next, dawg. To do a prison bid older than them, following in Jesus' footsteps older than them. And I know how it is growing up in the hood, trying to do it like they do it cause it look all good. Let it be known, little homie, that it ain't all good. You take more risks than it's worth, let's get that understood. Hey, you better off standing strong, doing your own thing. You could be anything, you can make the world change. And it don't matter where you came from or none of that. Whatever you're trying to do, just put I can in front of that.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, hey, I know he watching me from way up top.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, I know he watching me from way up top. It don't stop. Hey, look here, man, I don't care who you is and what you doing right now. I need you to peep game right quick, you feel me? It's Young G, man.
That's right, I know he watching me from way up top. It don't stop.
He watching you too, man. It don't matter where you been, what you going through. We ain't restricted to the corners on the block no more, you dig me? We ain't restricted to the prison bars no more, you feel me? It's Young G, man, and let me prophesy to you right quick. I prophesy that everybody listen to this right now. It's gonna make a change, it's gonna stir up something in your system. It's gonna put something inside your heart. It's gonna decree you to be better. You know what I mean? It don't stop.